And now this is a dictation for Charles Larrance, Larrance, August 30, 1946. Address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, a follow-up for Mr. Larrance with chronic kidney disease, last visit in July. Denies hospital admission. No recurrence of duodenal ulcer or bleeding. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, no decrease in urination or cloudiness of blood, recent respiratory symptoms, was given antibiotics, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, orthopnea, PND, there is night cramps, no claudication symptoms, there is nocturia, he has PSA not elevated, next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the norvascoric on iron replacement. Next paragraph, on physical exam, present weight 171. A few years back, he was 250. Blood pressure 156/78. No respiratory distress, no oral wheezes, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is October, creatinine at 2, which is baseline, representing a GFR 33, stage 3B, anemia 11.8, minor low sodium, normal potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Presently stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. This likely represents hypertension changes. There is low normal size kidney on the right comparing to normal size on the left. We tested for renal artery stenosis being negative. There is no obstruction or urinary retention. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. He has prior duodenal ulcer at the time of aspirin, requiring blood transfusion without recurrence. He has prior deep vein thrombosis lower extremities within the last 2 years at the time of hypertensive urgency. He was for 3 months anticoagulated and then discontinued. No pressing need for EPO treatment or phosphorus binders. No need to change diet for potassium or adding bicarbonate. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Update iron studies. He is wondering if the iron is helping or not. Come back in 6 months.